Welcome, everybody, to Somewhere in Vegas here on blogtalkradio.com. Also, our new home over at Spreaker.com. I am Mark the Q. I am your host. In just a few minutes, we'll be talking to a representative from Fight Time Live. We'll be talking a little bit about his platform. Also, we'll be talking a little bit about the fights that are coming up. There's a fight coming up this Saturday. You can download the app or you can watch it online at fighttimelive.com. With that in mind, we have our guest on right now. Okay, we are live with Khalif Delence, who is the chairman and founder of Fight Time Live. How's everything going so far in terms of the fights this weekend?
The fight is going to be amazing. Things are going wonderful. We're really showcasing in 188 countries these fighters that are coming up, fighters that are virtually unknown. These aren't your everyday, I guess you would say, pay-per-view, pay-per-stream fighters. These are fighters that were breaking new to the globe with the WBF World Boxing Foundation and Fight Time on our Fight Time Live network. So things are going wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, having that relationship with the World Boxing Federation, WBF, I mean, that's a big deal in terms of, the future of the platform as well. I mean, how is it to be able to partner up with the WBF?
You know, it's a really revolutionary thing because really rarely do you have a broadcast platform, agency, as well as a sanctioning body coming together in an organic way to really empower the fighters. So many times the fighters get the short end of the stick. So at Fight Time, our platform is geared towards the fighters. And with the WBF, the World Boxing Foundation, which used to be the World Boxing Federation, which was defunct. And, you know, Mick Croucher has done wonderful things revitalizing the WBF, the World Boxing Foundation, and James Gibbs, who's the president of North America. And so from that standpoint, we're really, really focusing on not just creating a wonderful, engaging combat sports promotions, but also in providing resources for the fighters like health insurance, you know, and things of that nature, teaching them how to use cryptocurrency. So once they're out of the ring, how are they going to sustain, you know, that lifestyle and their family? So it's very, very important and revolutionary what we're doing with the WBF for the sport.
Well, speaking of technology, obviously, you know, a lot of platforms now are popping up to give some of these fighters some platforms to be able to fight. It's been interesting to see that, you know, some of the major players like HBO is getting out of the boxing business, and now we're seeing other platforms, and especially your platform too, really kind of focusing on the boxing aspect and some of these talented fighters that may not have gotten any television time. What does it mean to have a live platform like this, so people not only nationally here in the United States but internationally be able to get some exposure?
You know, that's a wonderful question, and I'll give you a real-world study. Like, the former lightweight IBF champion of the world, Robert Easter Jr., fought the current IBF lightweight champion of the world, Richard Comey, who wasn't the champion at that time. But they fought on Fight Time. This is way back in 2016, in September. And the reason why I bring this up is that larger networks such as that are traditional terrestrial networks such as HBO, as you said, who got out of boxing, Showtime, ESPN, even like Spike TV and things of this nature, they're really only in the U.S. and Canada. So being Robert Easter fighting Richard Comey, who's from Ghana, people in Ghana weren't able, or in any of the 64 countries on the continent of Africa or any of the other 186 countries outside of the United States and Canada, they weren't able to watch the fight if it wasn't broadcast in a Fight Time. Nowadays, you see so much disruption in the marketplace of traditional terrestrial linear TV because of the paper stream, because of the cyber, because of the apps, the Apple TV, the Roku, the Fire Stick. And that's what we've done, is we've really decentralized broadcast, and we brought it not only from the social aspect, but also giving the fighters a way to share in the action. You know, even on Showtime or even on DAZN, even all of these other major platforms are doing wonderful things, but the fighters seldom get revenue share, you know, and two, outside of their purse, you know, the fighters are limited, are marginalized. They're not sharing in the advertising revenue. They're not sharing in the data monetization or the data mining that's happening from the network side or the platform side. They're not sharing in the sponsorship revenues that are happening. They're not sharing in the media buys. So we've brought a systematic ecosystem to the combat sports world, because not just boxing, but MMA, sambo, sancho, jiu-jitsu, traditional martial arts, archery. So we've created a business model and harmonized it with the fighters, with the promoters. The promoters are very important. Without the promoters, the fighters don't get moved. The matchmakers, okay, down to the sanctioning bodies like the WBF, even working and willing to work with the WBC, the WBO, the WBA. So we're really, really created something that's not only unique, but something that's quite sacred, and that, you know, we put a lot of energy and resources behind, to say the least.
Yeah, and to be able to have, you know, a star like from Ghana to have the opportunity to be seen in the United States. I mean, there's been, you know, there are European fighters that don't have, you know, access to the United States, you know, kind of, you know, getting behind them more. You know, maybe some of the South American fighters or some of the Central American fighters, some of the Caribbean fighters as well. So like I said, it's getting that platform to be able to see some of these stars that people may not have known or heard about that are probably some of the most talented boxers out there. I mean, Khanna is known for its really talented boxing history, and I don't think very many United States fans know about that in terms of the boxing world.
You're absolutely correct. And, you know, the thing about the U.S. and Ghana or Africa, the Middle East, which is essentially still Africa, or, you know, Australia, because even the WBF was revitalized out of Australia. But in order to be branded properly, everyone understands and overstands that America still has the, you have to pass the litmus test. You have to be a fighter that's moved through the American markets. You have to get in touch with not just a strong stable from your fighting side, but also your brand. A lot of fighters nowadays are realizing that it's not about so much just inside of the ropes, inside of the ring, that it's also about creating that brand, creating the brand awareness for your brand, from merchandising, simply selling shirts and hats, and even down to when we do our paper stream, we give the fighters promo codes. The fighters go out and say, hey, come watch my fight on Fight Time, you know, $4.99, and we give up to 99 cents when the fighters hit various milestones, revenue share for the fighter. So a fighter may make, say, $2,000 on a purse, maybe on a 8-round card, okay? $2,000 for a purse, not really that much. But when you think about, you have another 10,000 social media followers, and of those 10,000 social media followers, say you have a 30% conversion rate, so you got 3,000 of those followers who engage when you say, hey, come watch me on Fight Time, use this promo code. They come watch you on Fight Time, that's an extra $3,000 you just made. So you made more money off of monetizing your social media or your audience than you did on your purse actually fighting in the ring. So we're creating an environment where this is bigger than fighting. This is bigger than boxing. It's really a technology play as well. You know, we've integrated with our sponsors, Sports Crypto, which is a cryptocurrency ERC-20 token on the Ethereum blockchain that allows fighters, as you talk about, brother, from Central America, or fighters that are from places like Venezuela, where we see right now the political unrest and what's going on with the currency, the bolivar being inflated. You know, they were printing bolivars like there was no tomorrow. And so where you have a loaf of bread that might have cost 5 bolivars, now it costs you 50 bolivars. So back to the Venezuelan fighters, just like this weekend on the card, we have Prince Isidore, who's from Trinidad and Tobago, and then you have Anthony, who's from Anthony Armas, who's from Venezuela. And Venezuela, with the currency, he's getting paid a couple thousand for his purse. But by the time that money actually goes back to Venezuela with inflation, that $2,000-$3,000 is, you know, you're lucky if you're getting $1,300-$1,400 of that value to actually spin in currency. So back to the sports crypto, by us paying these fighters bonuses in cryptocurrency, there's no inflation, there's no tax liability, there's zero merchant processing, and their capital is safe wherever they go in the world. So we're doing a lot of revolutionary things here with Fight Time, the WBF, Sports Crypto, Savvy Television, and, you know, the fighters who make it happen.
Well, I mean, that's great to hear. I mean, obviously the sports crypto technology is very important in terms of the world, whatever's going to happen in the world. I mean, you know, just seeing about conversion rates in terms of what money is, in terms of what the dollar is versus maybe what the peso is, or what the euro is, or what the pound is, it's kind of the yen is, you know, it's interesting to have that kind of the thing that kind of stays constant throughout the globe. So yeah, I can perfectly understand how important it is to have that crypto as a part of the package as well. On the other flip side of the coin, the idea of just having fights in different places. This weekend's card is going to be out of Trinidad and Tobago, Port of Spain, the ability to broadcast from different locations without having to have a bulky satellite truck versus having to do it through a very reliable internet connection. How's it been for the platform itself to be able to be as portable as it is to go to different places like Trinidad and Tobago?
Wonderful question. You know, it's been such an amazing experience. I mean, the versatility of our solution, not just from our production crew, is run by our CEO and director of production, Andre Savage, or even down to with Sheldon and what they do at the agency, is deploying even the fly packs. So whether we are popping up and we're in a place like Trinidad or even someplace more remote, we have the opportunity and the ability to, let's say, do from a 3-camera shoot all the way up to a 20-camera, utilizing iPhones and Mevo cameras. And so we can really give the fans an experience. We're also releasing later on this year a fan experience production, infrastructure that allows the fans to choose the angles that they watch the fight from. It's never been done before. So, you know, if you want that overhead bird eye static view, then you can, you know, choose that view. If you want to look at the traditional hot corners, you can choose that view. If you want to do some untraditional and look at the fans' experience, watch it from some of the ringside seats and integrating with augmented reality and virtual reality. Another thing that's been very, very creative is our ability to follow the fighters in a more organic way, because of the simple fact that you don't have to worry about lugging around a lot of hardware. You can really catch things in a more organic atmosphere where people forget that the cameras are even there. And so the experience has been wonderful. We're continually innovating our technology. We're continually learning and upgrading. We're continually adapting to new peripherals that come out and new challenges in the marketplace. But overall, it's been a beautiful journey, and we look forward to continue to move forward.
Yeah, you mentioned the fact that that it's not only going to be boxing on this, but possibly MMA and other combat sports as well. I mean, how are we looking in 2019? Are we going to kind of stay with the boxing, or are we looking to expand a little bit more?
Wonderful question. We're definitely expanding. We've done combat sports promotions. We actually have a fighter whose name is the Ox Fighter. His name is Callan Chaos Williams. He's not only undefeated in MMA, but also in boxing. So from that standpoint, we're also getting more into the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and just covering a lot more content on our network. Because we're not just a streaming platform, which is really important to understand, is that we are still a linear-based network. And what I mean by that is, when you go to Apple TV or Roku or Fire Stick or our Android device or our Android app or our Apple apps or any of the Windows or mobile devices or any of the ways to access Fight Time, you'll notice that it's untraditional because there's not a subscription required. Just like when you turn on traditional cable television, linear TV, there's scheduled programming. So we have a scheduled programming model, but we also have live pay-per-stream.
So from that standpoint, when you watch Fight Time Network, you may see a combat sports movie such as Black Salt, which is a critically acclaimed film that we've produced with Ratty. Well, actually, it's developed and produced by Ratty Entertainment. We've signed them on through our Fight Time agency. Or you might see documentaries. Sometimes you'll see reality TV shows, live fights, pre-recorded fights, you know, news shows. So we're really giving them a very, very dynamic expose of content. It's kind of like take Netflix and mix it with ESPN, mix it with Disney, mix it with Facebook, mix it with BET or MTV, and there you have Fight Time.
Well, I mean, that's great to hear. I mean, you know, as technology kind of advances and we see that, you know, people are starting to cut the cord right now and try to find more online content, both live and archived. It's really interesting to be able to see how everything kind of fits together in terms of it as well. It'll be interesting to see how Fight Time kind of grows over the next year. Now, like I said, 72 fights coming up for the next 2 years as well. It'll be interesting. We have the fight coming up here on Saturday, the 9th. Do we have an idea when the next card's going to be after this one?
Definitely. The next card after this one is going to be on the 27th of April. We'll be actually back in Trinidad doing our thing as well. We have fights coming up in Russia and Africa. We have some fights coming up in South America, as well as we'll be traveling to a couple of the remote islands, Melanesia, Oceania, some things back in Australia, China. We have a lot of Chinese fighters and Asian fighters that we've been signing as well. Malaysia, Singapore, and once again, not just in boxing, and mixed martial arts, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and Muay Thai as well.
I mean, any female fighters that you've signed on as well?
Well, yes, we definitely have a lot of female fighters. One of them is Iron Lady Helen Joseph. She's a current WBF super bantamweight champion, as well as a lot of people don't know, Clarissa Shields. She's not signed to Fight Time. She's signed to Salida Promotions, but we have a very intimate, close relationship with Clarissa Shields because she won her very first title, her WBC it was the middleweight silver title that she won, the WBC, the green strap, and that was on Fight Time. You know, she's the number one undisputed pound for pound best women boxer in the world from Flint, Michigan, as well as she has 2 Olympic gold medals. So she's very impressive. Then there's Alicia Baumgartner as well, who's from Toledo, Ohio. Well, she's from not Toledo, Ohio, suburb of Toledo, Ohio. But so we'll call her a Glass City native. But she was a former champion and things of that nature as well. And then there's a lot of women as well, like there's Otha's daughter, I forget her name, but she's out of Toledo as well. Very, very powerful junior Olympian. And then there's a lot of women boxers and women MMA fighters who we don't know and who haven't got that time to shine yet, and we're also looking to showcase them. We would also love to hear their stories and things of that nature. So because we're a developing company, we have a strong footprint, but we're also open and looking to expand. We're looking to find that next paper stream star. We're looking to find that next fighter, that next archer. We're looking to find that next promoter. So it's not just about, you know, the fighters. We also work with various promoters or in various production companies. If you're a production company and you have qualified production skills, you know, contact us at Fight Time. We have so many people and businesses and, you know, who are contacting us in promotional companies that there's enough work to go around for everyone. So it's kind of like whatever religion you are, you know, it's a congregational model. So as much as we can all come together and continually to innovate the market and create beautiful opportunities for fighters and media, you know, like opportunities to showcase what we're doing on your show tonight. It's incredible what you do and how you give people outlet and you know, their voice to put to the global markets. So we definitely commend you as well.
Well, thank you. And, you know, it's always great to have this kind of technology out there. I'm a fight fan. I absolutely love the fighting. I love the fact that the women are really starting to get a foothold in the boxing after so long of not having that opportunity as well. And it's just great to be able to see that there's a new platform out there that's really looking after the fighters as well, and really looking to help with the revenue share and help them gain a little bit more in terms of what they give in blood, they get back in what they actually deserve in terms of sacrifice.
Definitely, because everyone talks about equality and women rights, and women really don't get enough empowerment. I mean, not just inside of the ring, but even a lot of the women fighters, they're doing a lot of humanitarian projects, and a lot of the times as well, one thing that we're noticing is that we really need to, and I say this also being more conscious, because I just had my first daughter myself, a little baby girl who's about 9 months old now. And so from seeing that aspect, it's really making me look at women's sports a lot differently. Because oftentimes we look at women and say, all right, we look at them as, let me say this correctly, we look at them as women as we want them to be soft and pretty, and and we don't really realize that women, a woman will knock you out. And so from that standpoint, we really want to ensure that we give women not only the proper respect, but that we give them equal outlets just as men have. Oftentimes, even with our sons, we'll let our sons wrestle around, but if the little sister or if our daughters try to wrestle around, we'll say, hey, no, don't roughhouse. But they have the same potential. They have the same energy that needs to be released. And we oftentimes just need to support our women more inside and outside of the ring.
Yeah, like I said, there's some really talented individuals. I mean, Clarissa, obviously, on top of that list. It's great to be able to see that as well. And like I said, just to have the support there and give them a platform. I mean, it's very rare that it's been a while since they've actually had a platform to be able to show their skills. So it's great. And to see little girls like maybe your little girl, to be able to see a girl like Clarissa Shields, really, really work and kind of look up to, that's always great to have as well. So it's great to be able to see that all the way around. Anything else going on with Fight Time that we should know about?
Yes. The thing that I really want to say about Fight Time right now that's more important than everything is that we're pushing a campaign to stop bullying. So many people are being bullied. So many people get into combat sports because they were bullied and they either want self-defense or they want an outlet. And even bullies get bullied. So we really, really this year for all of 2019, not just for the month of October and anti-bullying month, but for the whole 2019, we're pushing fight back against bullying. And I know some people say, well, hey, Khalif, that sounds like an oxymoron, fight back against bullying. Yes, fight back. You can fight back in ways that are non-combative as we celebrate Black History Month and we think about people such as Dr. Martin Luther King, who fought back with peaceful justice against injustices. So that is the narrative. We really want to make sure that we empower our communities, we empower our women, we empower our brothers. Everyone's equal. There's a lot of gender neutrality and things that are going on right now politically in the White House. There's some people agree, some people don't. But at the end of the day, what Fight Time is really wants everyone to understand is that we're all people. And so wherever you are, whoever you are, wherever you're from, and wherever you're going, at the end of the day, you eat, you sleep, and you go to the bathroom like everyone else. So I guess in a nutshell, I just like to say, it's not a marketing message, but at the end of the day, if we all can just control our tempers, if we see someone being a bully or bullying someone else, or even if you see yourself being a bully, stop it. And it's all about attitude. Everything starts with attitude. And so at Fight Time, we even tell a lot of our fighters is that don't go in the ring angry because you've already lost. You know why? Because you're battling against yourself. And when you're battling a fight against yourself, you'll never win. So what time is it? It's Fight Time.
Well, that's great. And I want to let everybody know that this Saturday, February 9th, it's going to be Prince Ali Isidore versus Anthony Armas. for the vacant WBF Intercontinental Lightweight title. You guys can check that out on Fight Time Live, and you guys can go to any of your apps, app catchers on Roku, Apple TV, Google TV. You can probably get it anywhere you can get an app. And to be able to watch this fight as well. And you guys can go to fighttime.com to find out more information as well. Or if you don't want to get an app, you can probably get it there as well. Anything else?
Yes, and time is T-Y-M-E. So a Y instead of an I. Fight Time, F-I-G-H-T, time, T-Y-M-E.com. Also, we'd like to give a special shout-out and thanks to Matthew Collins, who is the actual promoter of Limestone Entertainment, who's on the ground, the promoter of this boxing extravaganza that'll be going on as our first kickoff round of the WBF 72 Fight Series on Fight Time.
Well, thanks a lot for taking your time out of your day, and best of luck with the platform. Maybe we'll talk a little bit later on in the year when things really start rolling on the platform.
Well, maybe we'll see you on April 27th out in Trinidad. You know, there's always a ringside ticket for you. You get your flight there, we'll cover your hotel and, you know, your ringside ticket.
Well, I have to take you up on that a little bit later on.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, thank you.
And that was Khalif DeLance. You guys can check him out on Fight Time, FIGHTTYME.com. You guys can download the app by looking up Fight Time Live, that's with a Y, on any of your app stores. And you can watch the fights. And you guys can check out anything else on fighttime.com as well. We will be back on our usual live time on Sunday at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. We are going to have a really special guest right before the Oscars. We're going to get our fashion stylist, Pete, from Entertainment Tonight, WeTV, VH1, talking a little bit about what to expect coming up with the Oscars. We'll be talking to them, like I said, on Sunday at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. And we'll have a really entertaining actress coming up the following week right on Oscar Sunday. So definitely check us out. You guys can check us out on blogtalkradio.com, also on Spreaker.com. I noticed that Spreaker has not uploaded some of my recent episodes from Blog Talk, so I will be doing that as well. So if you guys missed anything, you guys can check that out there. So we'll see you guys on Sunday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern over on Blog Talk with our special guest, Pete, from VH1, ET, and Vogue, fashion stylist to the stars. Talk to you guys then.